Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The family of Gabby Petito on Monday announced a wrongful death lawsuit against police in Moab, Utah. The lawsuit seeks $50 million in damages. Brian Launder confessed to her murder before taking his own life. An FBI, already proven to be biased with hate against President Trump, raided his home in Florida overnight. As many Americans already in disbelief, the FBI would label American parents as domestic terrorists. This move could be the agency's downfall. So says Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody on Fox News. She says the FBI better become real transparent real fast.
I would urge this to be unsealed, the affidavit that supports it be unsealed, that the FBI issue a statement immediately about what supported this, what types of charges or crimes they expected the evidence to show that they found.
USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
President Biden will now be able to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. U.S. District Court Judge Matthew Kaczmarek on Monday lifted an injunction that required the Department of Homeland Security to resume the policy, Migrant Protection Protocols. Biden's DOJ lawyers requested the action. Over the last 2 years, with the federal and state governments locking Americans up in their homes, some of the consequences are now being revealed.
A new report shows about 1.5 million children in the United States experienced anxiety or depression in the first year of the COVID pandemic. Released by the Annie E. Cassie Foundation, it shows a 26% rise in the conditions in children aged 3 to 17 between 2016 and 2020. It also notes a surge in the number of attempted suicides. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Jim Berg.
USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Olivia Newton-John, the Australian singer and actress, lost her battle with cancer. Her husband reports she died Monday at her ranch in Southern California. Olivia was 73 years old. After President Trump's Florida residence was raided by an FBI, already proven to hate the former president, the GOP establishment says it's time to end the FBI and its partisan bias. Ashley Moody on Fox News is the Florida Attorney General.
An unprecedented move. I think so many of us have watched as the credibility of our FBI has been chipped away at over the years. We're just waiting for this institution to be rebuilt into that institution of respect and independence and faith. And today is a very shocking day, not just for me, but for many Floridians and Americans. Well, you didn't see people rushing into Hillary Clinton's home when there were allegations that she had classified information in her emails. You know, I think people are just expecting that the FBI and the Department of Justice, I mean, I was a former federal prosecutor, and you expect that the FBI will treat everyone the same, every case the same, so that the American public can have faith in this institution.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, the good news is 9 out of 10 people agree we're on the wrong track. And, of course, the episodes continue. I mean, they're nonstop. After last night's raid, I should say yesterday afternoon's raid on President Trump's private residence in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, what does that say? Are any of us safe? And when I say any of us, I mean anybody that believes in America. Because the ruling elites and the FBI are interfering with due process. They're interfering with the free people. And that is clear what is going on right now. And this is barring any big reveal that happens to come out of this stuff. I mean, they have repeatedly tried to impeach they did. They impeached the president on two occasions, maybe two and a half times, you want to say, based on lies that were, you know, finally revealed after, I don't know, the people's money of about $70 million worth of attorney's fees and what have you. And what did we come out of that? You know, and, you know, clearly the establishment of our government is so determined to hold on to power and control, regardless of what it means for the American people, because what's more important is power and control. It's not about a free America. Well, David Summerall is with us. He has been on top of everything that has to do with, January 6th. He is the founder of StopHate.com. And, boy, I'll tell you, David, if we ever needed to focus on stopping hate, it is now. I mean, it would appear. You know, the simple answer, I guess, in all this that's been so disruptive to the American way of life, this great American idea and the future of America, is this blatant hate for anything that represents the Constitution or Donald Trump, for that matter. What do you say?
Bill, it's good to be with you again. You're absolutely right, man. We've looked at this for 30 years now. I started in 92, and we've just seen the programming, the poison, the comedians, the way that society views who's funny, what's funny. I mean, if you want to take a society down, you destroy the family, you destroy the church, you destroy the father, you destroy the children. And this is all part of the same thing. The January 6th is completely tied into this. We've been screaming to people that the FBI is completely out of control. We have people that have been in prison for January 6th for almost 600 days now with no trial, no due process. Now they're doing the same thing to Trump. People really need to wake up. That 9 out of 10 people that know need to get really loud right now.
Exactly.
That's right.
Well, you got to get serious. I mean, we're losing our government. But I keep trying to encourage, David, the people here to understand that when we in our Constitution said it's about we the people, that really set the foundation, the positional authority for this country. And so we Go ahead.
That's right. And listen, We the People sounds really good. It looks great on paper. It's got the scrolly letters, but it sounds like we're talking about somebody else, even though we're saying we. You know, it's historic, it's old school, and it's great, but it's not action. We've literally, I just got my shipment in yesterday, new wristbands. We're doing some program to be the people. This is a time that we need to step up and be the people, be active,
exactly.
Like our founding.
I like
brothers.
That.
Statement. Yeah. And we just want people active, man, out there doing something.
Well, by definition, you know, and you're exactly right. And I was thinking, you know, whether it was we the people, if it became me the people, or you know, I like be the people. I like that because it is a statement of activation. We've gotten so used to it and apathetic that it's just kind of blasé. But if the people don't stand up and say enough of this insanity, I mean, we have been saying for a long time, Dave, you know, you and I both, we agree that we're at that tipping point where we may not be able to recover. But, you know... But anyway, I still have hope. My hope is in the people who are part and have participated in this great American idea that came from God. It was a manifest blessing from God. And once I believe that, you know, repentance takes over and we really come to God in a dramatic way, then we'll begin to see a healing of our land and the return of his blessings, if it be God's will that would be the case. Because one of two things are going to happen, Dave. Either we turn to God and God heals this land, or the judgment that's already taking place right now will just intensify and the country is lost.
That's right. And everything in this world is about choice. And it's up to us to make the right choice. Look, we've all been exposed to the fact that the government is not only not going to save us, they are actively fighting against us. It's the Uniparty. We've talked about this. And we see that on both sides. It's literally up to us to do what we need to do to make the right choices for the kingdom, for God, for kingdom first business. Look, if we had put this much energy in God that we did in Trump for those 4 years, this whole world would be a different place. And this is about restoration. This is not about anything else than that. The people coming together, get back to the basics, back to God, and figure this out as a people and take this great land back and give it to God once again.
Amen. And like you said, it's a restoration. You can't restore something that wasn't stored, you know, that wasn't already established before, right? So it's not like we're looking for some kind of miracle like our founding fathers did when they first came, and all it was it was just a massive land. I mean, there wasn't buildings on it. It was just, hey, this massive land, and you had God-fearing people praying to God, say, God, give us a place. We just want to worship you. Is there a place where we can come together? And the pilgrims, you know, led by God, come here to America, and they dedicate, consecrate the idea and their fortunes, their resources, everything, their very lives to God Almighty, and God blessed this country.
Amen, brother. And that's where we need to get back to. Listen, these January 6ers, as an example, exactly what you said, their fortune, their reputation, their very lives, these are the founding father moments that we can have as a people as we do what we have to do. We're called to do this, and we could have voted our faith and our conscience all these years. Instead, we, as the church, let bygones be. We want to protect our 501c3 and don't rock the boat.
Yeah,
and now we're paying for that. And listen, this is our moment to really rededicate ourselves. This is the revival that we've been waiting for and praying for so long. We have to take advantage of this moment and avoid this whole civil conflict that the government, the media, everyone's pushing on us by trying to stoke these flames, trying to make people mad, you know, about what they're doing and incite violence everywhere. We're not going to fall for that. That's not the Christian way to approach that. And we're just trying to, you know, lead by example and say, don't take the bait.
Well, and I want people to be encouraged here. I hear from some people, Dave, they'll say, I'm a sinner. I've messed up for so long. I mean, for decades, we've killed 63 million babies. I mean, how do we do this? How can we even have enough faith to go to God? God says, but trust me, come to me. I'll forgive you. And I was encouraged here recently in reading the story of Manasseh. For 50 years, the country was steeped in idolatry as a king of Judah, king of Israel. It was a mess for 50 years. And Manasseh at the end turned to God. God forgave him, healed the land, and brought joy and prosperity back to Israel. We've got more from Dave Summerall. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here along with Dave Summerall. And Dave, I want to talk about the documentary that you produced, Bloody Hill, January 6th Revealed. Tell us about this.
Well, I tell you, a friend of mine, Trinis, we were talking to Juan O'Savin. We were trying to think of what we could do to help make the public aware more of what happened on January 6th and the whole kind of game behind you know, what's going on, the inner workings of some of the January 6th committee, the, you know, the unselect committee. So we just, we wanted to do something for the public to give them something to share and something to educate them. And this movie is a conversational, three people's different perspectives of each of the seven deadly sins, the seven abominations of January 6th. It's, you know, the lying and the whole thing is based on that Bible verse. So it's amazing to be able to break it down and show, you know, some of the things that the committee and the FBI and of course we use video from the day. So it does show the violence and the police brutality. It's just, you know, the extremes. We just really want people to know what happened and know what's happening with our prisoners as well. The due process violations, the FBI literally, you know, abducting people. And, you know, we call them political prisoners all the time, which is very fitting. But I take it one step further, brother. They are hostages because prisoners have rights. These people haven't seen their family one time since they've been to jail. So it's horrible, and people need to be made aware of it. That was our main purpose in building this film. And it's free. People can get it at bloodyhill.com or at stophate.com and download it, share it, send it to people. We need to make our officials aware of what happened. I guess they still don't know that there were five deaths related to the actions of the Metro and the D.C. police. So until
exactly.
our kids know that, the murders are so important. Listen, Trump's impeachment was started because they said he started a riot that led to the death of an officer. That's a total lie. Officer Sicknick had a stroke. We have the witnesses that took him to the police. All these stories that they make about the deaths are lies. And we have to make our officials known. And then they can be held accountable. Look, if they didn't know, that's one thing. But if they know and they don't report a crime, they have to go to jail. That's just the law. So tell your representatives, tell your congressmen and senators, send them the five death article from StopHate.com. It gives the details. And then they can't say they didn't know. And if nobody ever reports these crimes, these murders, because, you know, we take the broken glass, we take the bear spray, oh, that's so bad. They pushed each other. They were yelling. Oh, how bad is that? Let's compare that to murder and see what they're really hiding about January 6th. The two men they said died of natural causes were both killed by concussion grenades. I mean, those are the ones that stopped their hearts when the police threw them into a peaceful crowd. So these are the details. We need to arm ourselves with that information and share it with you. It doesn't do any good to know it if you don't share it. And we're just trying to get, you know, people to download that movie, Writing History, the other movie I put out last year that goes over all this. This information's been out for a year, and people still probably 8 out of 10 people don't know.
Well, they're being bombarded with the propaganda of this January 6th, you know, committee. And we use the term very loosely. We know what it is. I mean, it's a star chamber.
That's right.
Is what they're doing, and trying to validate their propaganda and their viewpoint on all this. I mean, clearly, when you follow, you know, you follow the facts, Dave. You can't help but come to a conclusion that the fix was in. And it's trying to fit, you know, what people are not really getting a hold of and understanding, because knowledge is power, and knowledge is absence right now regarding January 6th. But when you look and you follow the evidence on this, it begins to reveal that the fix was in, and we're stopped and we're blocked from understanding. Like any fix, it's being orchestrated by someone. And so who orchestrated the events of January the 6th? And when you look at Muriel Bowser, you look at her, her missing in action and lack of participation in doing the right thing to really secure that situation there in the Capitol, Nancy Pelosi, even the Capitol Police, down to the Capitol Police. This is why they're not saying much. I mean, even the person here, you got one round, one round that was fired from a gun from a Capitol Police officer who we know the name now, that killed a civilian, unarmed civilian.
Sure.
You know, and then you've got four others that died, and that we're not even Capitol Police. But yet, when you go into the Capitol hearings, it's like, oh, you feel so sorry for these Capitol Police and what they had to endure. But it's like, wait a minute, it's only part of the story, and it sounds more like a narrative, especially when you realize, even from the experts, Dave, that you know about, that the way they handled the crowd was that they handled them in such a way to exacerbate a riotous response. They didn't do it in a professional manner. I mean, these are professionals that should know better, and what they did was exacerbate the problem. They didn't do much to really quell the problem, did they?
No, they didn't. They made things worse all day. This is part of the biggest cover-up. And what are we covering up here? Are we just covering the fact that there was voter fraud? Are we covering the Dominion angle? Are we what are they trying to hide from us? You look at the 14,000 hours of video, and it tells a totally different story. As an investigator, I see these things, and I'm telling you right now, there is so much in there that the government does not want regular people to see. It is damning. It is damning. Mm-hmm. These people are in a bad, bad position. I think they understand their time is limited on trying to get this out, because once the people get a good taste of those 14,000 hours that they've been selectively hiding, we have public video, it's the same stuff, but the fact that they are knowing and willingly hiding the evidence that clears a lot of these people. The guys that are in jail right now were saving people for the most part. They were trying to save people from being beaten to death by the police or abused by the police. It's a really amazing story that they don't want out, but it's the cover-up. Everything's a cover-up of something. Look at Officer Sicknick. They started that whole impeachment off of a lie that we killed him, and that's just not true. So when you understand that about your government, that they're willing to lie and put people in prison for their own political gain, you won't want to pay your taxes anymore. You won't want to support this. You want, the $34 million that they want to continue to fight January 6th, I can't pay that $34 million. That's a waste of money, because we have the truth, and they're wasting our time, our money, our resources, and intentionally dividing. I think that's what Bloody Hill probably shows the most, is that they are intentionally, there's no other reason, they're trying to stoke a civil disturbance, a civil war. They want us to hate each other and not talk to each other. The left and right need to stay on their own sides and not communicate, or we will all figure out that our government is running us into the ground intentionally and covering up every step along the way.
You're exactly right. I mean, again, their lust for power and control that Lindsey Graham, if you remember, during the Kavanaugh hearings, had spouted out about and said, I hope to God you don't get it. Well, we needed more than hope to God, to keep them from getting it, because they got it, and now we're seeing what it looks like when Democrats and the elites that are running our government into the ground, when they have total control. And it's... go ahead.
We needed more than Lindsey Graham, man. I'm telling you, we've got a lot of guys in there that are so beyond questionable at this point that we really understand there's no representatives in any public office that really represent us. It's always voting for the lesser of two evils. We're never satisfied. We're never represented, and this is more of the same. It's really time for us to be the people that take this country back and make it what we want and give it back to God, do what we need to do to secure the family unit, to work on our communities, to, as much as we've wasted on gas in the last year, we could have rebuilt bridges and roads. And
could you imagine?
Oh, right. Horrible.
Well, not to mention all this money that we wasted in the name of COVID, right? And we found out yesterday that the educational system has something, I don't know, $100 billion that hasn't been spent. It's just been languishing in somebody's safe somewhere. Not Donald Trump's safe, because they broke into that and they didn't find anything there. But regardless, I mean, and that's just one aspect. We know that there's a lot of money from COVID. Well, we know at least $400 billion was stolen. Okay, so this thing has been so mismanaged. You're exactly right that this is what comes with big government, is government waste. It's not their money, it's our money, and they just shrug and let it go by. Dave Summerall has been with us from StopHate.com. Check it out.
Diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The family of Gabby Petito on Monday announced a wrongful death lawsuit against police in Moab, Utah. The lawsuit seeks $50 million in damages. Brian Launder confessed to her murder before taking his own life. An FBI, already proven to be biased with hate against President Trump, raided his home in Florida overnight. As many Americans already in disbelief, the FBI would label American parents as domestic terrorists. This move could be the agency's downfall. So says Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody on Fox News. She says the FBI better become real transparent real fast.
I would urge this to be unsealed, the affidavit that supports it be unsealed, that the FBI issue a statement immediately about what supported this, what types of charges or crimes they expected the evidence to show that they found.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. The hearts of America are aching. You know, and we remember Olivia Newton-John so fondly, and her passing at such a young age. And, you know, we were all aware of the breast cancer battle that she fought for 30 years. And, you know, we were just so blessed to have such a pop superstar in our life that, you know, I believe contributed in so many wholesome sort of ways. And, of course, we will always remember her, it seems like, as Sandy. In, you know, the movie Grease, and, you know, just thinking of Olivia Newton-John, and of course, back in the days when she first entered the scene, you know, from Australia, you know, she captured my ear, and I can't tell you how many times I played her songs in LA radio. And, you know, and to think, gosh, at 73, what a young, beautiful life, and somebody who was so talented, and what a loss, for her family. And for us that enjoyed her talent, of course, we have the movies to see. And of course, I'm sure many of us, will tune in and watch, you know, some sort of Grease marathon of, you know, that exposed her talent so brilliantly with John Travolta. Maria Espinoza is with us right now. Maria, I'm sure you remember Olivia Newton-John, and when you heard of her passing as well, you know, joined, with all the hearts of a nation that, yes, you know, regrettably had to say rest in peace, right?
Yes, absolutely, Bill, and thank you for mentioning that. Of course, and growing up with her beautiful voice and wonderful acting, and it was just shocking, actually, in 73, rather young, certainly for nowadays. Mm. It is sad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, there's a sweet story about her and her daughter, Chloe. She said that during the pregnancy, she almost lost Chloe and talked to God. And I think, you know, people might be surprised that, you know, Olivia Newton-John was committed to her faith and she was very spiritual. And she said that at one moment in the pregnancy, when things had gotten pretty dire, she said she had to turn to God. She turned to God and says, "Can you save her?" He says, "And if you do, I promise I will pray the Lord's Prayer every night for the rest of my life." And, you know, and she said in this interview, she goes, "I think prayer is very powerful because we know that Chloe did survive. She, of course, became inseparable, you know, with her mother. And the mother-daughter relationship was a close bond, as they would declare it and identify it. And so, you know, yeah, that's encouraging. God does answer prayers, doesn't he?
Absolutely. You know? And, yes, the power of prayer and, you know, we have to, you know, get on our knees when there's a lot going on, but also when we receive His blessing.
Amen. Well, and here we are. Maria Espinoza, in case, just to remind you, she's the co-founder and national director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. You know, the evidence, the empirical evidence data is there that says that in every state of the union, we have had an American citizen die at the hands of an illegal alien. And our borders remain open, Maria, and a government that does not seem to care, though they're lying to us and telling us that it's closed. In fact, I was just talking with a new friend. I have several friends from Venezuela. I don't know what it is about Venezuelans, but I'm in their orbit right now. And I was talking with a gentleman from Venezuela, great guy. And he said that the there are four key points that happened to Venezuela, and one in particular that is consistent with what's happening in the United States. So the first thing was the borders were open in Venezuela,
yeah.
A once rich nation. You know, next thing you know, you had people from other countries just swarming, and it overwhelmed the government. And they couldn't handle it, and it just the government ended up imploding on itself. I mean, to the degree that here they are. I mean, you talk about inflation, the inflation rate, the poverty, and you know, that's happened to that country, and how the demography of Venezuela has changed. You can't recognize the Venezuela of today versus let's just say 20 years ago, even.
Exactly. And another point, and you're right, Venezuelans and Cubans also have been very vocal and, you know, sort of in my atmosphere as well. But one thing that I remember that one lady mentioned about, other than what you just mentioned in Venezuela and what took place and the trajectory of the country and how it took it down, a very rich nation, and was another point was the fact that these individuals in powerful position, gained powerful positions, and they were not from that country. They didn't love Venezuela. They came with an entirely different culture and way of life, and they took positions as directors and changed from within. And we see that taking place right now, you know, Bill, and that's very, you know, we need people who love our country, who understand our Constitution, who are God-fearing. And, you know, we are a nation, one nation under God, and that is what's taking place also in the United States.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Maria, because as I was having this conversation with Michael Schwager, was that, you know, immigrants coming into America need to understand foremost that we are a nation under God, just as you said. And what does that mean? You know, the first governor of this country, John Winthrop, envisioned America as that city on a hill, that we would be a blessing to others. I mean, it's very similar to the prayer of Israel, that God would bless those that bless Israel. He would curse those that curse Israel. And Winthrop prayed that America would be a blessing, that the blessing that God would give them would be sent forward. It would be paid forward out to the nations, and that we would be that example, that shining light on a hill of God's grace and mercy. And when we followed that pattern, it went well for us. I mean, you think 246 years? I mean, that's a blink of an eye, Maria. And to think what has happened to America and what we're able to do in a short period of time. I mean, that's not many generations, you know, of time that has happened. It's happened so quickly. And here we are in our arrogance, 246 years later, you know, we say, okay, God, we got it from here. Are you
right.
kidding me?
I
mean, exactly. you can't do that without God. But go ahead.
No, they're very true. And you mentioned the open borders as well. You know, that is still a huge problem, and that will take down our country. And our intel last year told us, Bill, that we were only apprehending 8 to 10% of what was actually being reported. And that there was one article that I will send to you also. If you haven't seen it and you can share with your listeners, is that there are like 20 million or more illegal aliens that entered last year. So we know that our government is not being truthful with us. You know, we're being lied.
You're talking 20 million or you're talking 2 million? You're talking 20 million or 2 million? 20 million.
Yes.
Wow. We're not counting. That's above and beyond. The alleged, they keep saying forever, there are 13 million illegal aliens. There's no way, because they've been saying that for, you know, 10, 20 years. So we know the numbers up there. So you're saying on top of the number already, which was probably, I mean, let's just say conservatively about 30 million going into this. Now add another 20 million. Now we're up to 50 million. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. And if you and your listeners out there, if you just look around in those towns and small towns, you know, and I travel through the country and I see a lot of that and a lot of homeless, a lot of, you know, people who don't speak English, who can't speak English, just milling around. So, you know, we're in, so we must press former President Donald Trump to continue talking about this border. I just viewed his, Rolling Thunder video, and there was no mention of the border. But we have to defend this America First gentleman.
Right, exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Maria Espinosa, the co-founder and national director of the Remembrance Project. And we are going to discuss what happened in Mar-a-Lago. As I mentioned to you earlier in the show, Maria had tweeted me last night, these are dark times and scary times here in America. But it requires requires for we the people an opportunity to step up and fight back.
Available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest side, don't ever lose hope. Oh, no, Emily, maybe you just never seen it. Just never seen it. You could be anything you want.
Let me remind you why we shouldn't lose hope. Because it's who you hope in, all right? And if you're hoping in the right, and when I say person, I'm not saying the human person, but in the person of God Almighty. If your hope is in God Almighty, don't lose it. I mean, you know, God is ever forgiving and unrelenting in honoring His promise and commitments. You know, there was a promise. There was a promise to America that if we would honor God, that He would honor us. And for many years, that's what happened. I mean, you know, as we talked about, I mean, you think how quick. In 246 years, look at what America was able to do. It saved the West. If not for America, what would happen in World War I or World War II? The world would have been done. Israel would have never happened. Israel would never have been born again in 1948, but for America. Okay, God had a purpose for that. And when we are consistent and in alignment with God's purpose, it goes well for us. And the fact of the matter is we've moved away from it. You know, Maria was the Democratic Party. I reminded our audience this morning in 2008, if you recall, interestingly enough, a Hispanic mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, led the vote for the Democratic Party at their convention to take God out of their platform.
Yes, I remember that clearly. They tried three times.
Right. I mean, and it was a joke because they ended up doing it by voice. They said, okay, let's just hear a voice. We're going to take a voice vote, and it was clear the people there did not want to take God out. But Villaraigosa determined that the ayes carried it, and that God was going to be removed from the platform. And I remember when that happened, it was like, are you kidding me? You know, it was almost like, I remember when John Lennon had made the statement, kind of in an inconsequential sort of way, but yet it was still kind of one of those whoa moments, when he said that the Beatles were greater than Jesus Christ. I said, God, you probably didn't want to say that, you know?
Right.
And this is like what?
Some of their songs, you know, Imagine There's No Heaven.
Right. But still, it's just like, okay, so now the Democratic Party has done this. They turned their back on God. They've opened up the country to all these anti-God values, LGBTQ plus, transgenderism, let's go ahead and groom our children for pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and give them puberty blockers. I mean, it is a royal mess, all brought to you by the godless Democratic Party.
Absolutely, and that's what we have to fight back. And I want to see our Republican representatives act like God-fearing representatives and fulfill the promises that they kept when they were campaigning, because they are certainly, you know, culpable as well.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and when Donald Trump was president, remember, Bill, we had the House, we had the Senate. I'm saying Republicans had the House and Senate and America First president. And where did that go, Bill? They stopped him. They blocked him. They lied to him. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Well, and again, to your point, this is why, you know, elections have consequences. Your vote counts, and you have to be vigilant to make sure that people are doing what it is that they promised to you. Because the paradigm of the Beltway, and I keep reminding our audience this, Maria, that when somebody gets elected to office and they go in for their first day of orientation, they've got all this ideology. They're going to represent their constituency back home, and they just can't wait to go in and enact legislation and do all these great things. And then they're led into the orientation room, and it's spelled out very clearly what their number one objective is. And that is to get reelected. It's not about the people's business. It's about getting reelected. So anything that serves that end is important. So this is why they compromise, because they say, look, if you vote this way, we'll give you X amount of money that goes into your treasury for reelection. That's a good thing, right? Because your number one job is get reelected. You can't help your people if you're not here in Washington, D.C. So you've got to find a way to stay here. And the way to do that is, you might have to just, find a very nice way, a very diplomatic way to tell your constituents back home that you just sold them down the river. And it's
exactly.
Okay. Right?
They're sellouts and they have a cush job. You know, Bill, we spent 2 years in Washington, D.C. after President Trump was first elected and we learned a lot. I mean, it was worse than we had imagined, if you can wrap your head around that. And we were, we're at the point of the spear in many places, with issues and all, and testifying before Congress and actually on all level of governments, we testified. And, we are in a huge mess. However, we can dig our way out of it. And every one of your listeners listening right now, that they have to be active. If you can't make calls or be present at different hearings or show yourself, and then donate to those good candidates. Donate to groups like ours or Remembrance Project.
Because we are
there. We are on the ground and many times behind the scenes. Like, we spent the entire year last year supporting our Texas County Sheriff to do the job that the federal government is not doing, and the job that Governor Abbott is not doing. Only political theater, because that border is wide open, and he has the power, according to our Texas Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. It is his duty to step up and do protect the sovereignty of Texas, but all of America, because the federal government has failed.
Well, Maria, I know it was quite an eye-opener for you and the organization, your husband included, going to D.C. and talking to politicians. You think, hey, this is a no-brainer. This is pretty simple. And then you're met with resistance, and you're going, whoa, what is all this about? But, I guess out of all this, it helps you appreciate the power of the local level and how quickly things can change. And we've seen it in the past year with these school boards. What happened in Virginia, what happened in San Francisco of all places, I mean, turned on a dime. That's at a local level. So we need to continue on with this movement. The fight is not over. It is just beginning, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But you can see how desperate they're getting. The left is getting. And that is this raid upon former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And again, Bill, we talked off air about this. Where is Mitch McConnell? Where are those Republicans? Where is McCarthy? Where are they, the defenders of our values here in America, to defend this former president, to be treated like that? And again, looks like we're going through another witch hunt through the impeachment. I thought that was over, Bill. I thought that people knew the truth. They understand that this man is fighting for every one of us as well. He's not perfect. I'm not saying that, because we don't put our faith in any man. Our faith is in God, and continue to direct these individuals in that manner.
Well, the thing, lest we forget, and this is something Dinesh D'Souza had shared with me after he got out of jail himself. He said, Bill, the big takeaway for me was the cons never give up the con. And this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a criminal element within our government. The Democratic Party is loaded with criminality, and they will never give up the con. I mean, here it is. You got Hunter Biden caught red-handed with evidence from a laptop that the FBI has been sitting on for well over a year. And nothing has happened. Hillary Clinton destroys, 33,000 emails, which was evidence that the Congress had said, look, we need to get that evidence. And she destroys evidence, not only emails, but even hardware. She bleach bits her computer. I mean, it's unbelievable what the Democratic Party, the criminals of the Democratic Party, have gotten away with. And then meanwhile, we've got some people from January 6th who were trying to help and save fellow citizens who were being attacked by Capitol Police, that were not really doing anything. It was like they were totally maltrained, Maria. They had no idea on how to deal with this kind of insurgency. And what they chose to do was to exacerbate the problem, not to quell the problem. And that is clearly evidenced, even with the limited amount of video that we're seeing, understanding that there's something like 14,000 hours of video that they won't even show us. But even what we see, we can see how they overreacted. Go ahead.
Yeah, we cannot allow any type of tyranny to take place and to continue. You mentioned the Tea Party earlier. Well, the leftists weaponized the IRS, and they actually destroyed lives, destroyed families, and destroyed marriages. You know, and now we're looking at the J6 people. Same situation. You know, where are our leaders who believe in the Constitution? You know, and I was going to mention to you also, on my little LinkedIn account, I received notification that the DOJ or that this Justice Department is looking on, and the DNC looking on my LinkedIn account. So all of us who are speaking out and fighting for this country, America first, you know, American families, our children first, our futures, to protect our futures and protect this one nation under God, you know, we are being targeted as well. So you come get it.
And Maria, well, Maria, again, we need to rely that God is sovereign and God is our protector. And we pray that God would continue to bless America. But first, America needs to be in a position to receive his blessings. Maria Espinosa, co-founder, national director of the Remembrance Project. Thank you, Maria. Take care.
If you're concerned about
thank you, Bill. God bless you.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.